Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Real quick, now this apropos perhaps of nothing or something. You know, all the machinations going on in the NFL draft, even though nothing's really happening, people just talking. But there was an interesting trade today. And at first blush, you're like, what does this mean? And it seems so random. The Eagles traded with the Saints. And the Eagles gave the Saints their first rounder at number 16. The Eagles had another first rounder at number 19. And then a sixth rounder. The Saints gave back a first rounder this year in number 18, then a first rounder next year, and then a couple other.
What's the first round? Well, we don't know, obviously, right, for next year. So they gave up 16 and 19. They got 18 in return and another first round pick.
The
and
following year.
Some
like
other
a third,
round
a seventh,
picks.
And a second elsewhere. So Dave Burkett at the Free Press.
Everybody's little.
He's not saying this is what's happening, but he said, if you go by the trade value chart, what the Saints, like, why did the Saints do that thing on 16? And then, who wants more middle picks of this draft? He says, by the Saints getting those two firsts at 16 and 18, and they have another pick at 49 in the second round.
Second round.
16, 19, and 49 would be enough, according to the value chart, to move up to number 2.
16, 18.
16, 19.
Or 19, rather, and 49 to go up to draft, what, Malik Willis, potentially?
Saints need their quarterback.
They need a quarterback,
They need a cheap quarterback because they're in salary cap hell, so they can't just go get one of the pricey ones or spicy ones. And Were they linked to Malik Willis, or was somebody else that they really liked?
Well, the Steelers, I think, really like Malik Willis. I don't know about the Saints. However, would you do that? Because think about it. At first blush, you probably say, yes, trade back. You get yourself three first-round picks because you get 16, 19, and 32, the one you're getting from the Rams, right? But you're giving up two. But then, on the other hand,
and
you're
an early second round pick or mid second round pick.
Yeah, and it's so you get three second round picks, right?
Yeah, your own. Yeah.
So, but then on the other hand, you're like, well, I allegedly could get the second best player in the draft, and now I have to move back to 16 and 19. Would you do that?
There's two reasons, and no idea, but.
Would you do it if you're a Lions fan?
There's two reasons that I could see it making sense. A, the Saints want a quarterback.
Yeah.
They need a cheap quarterback. They'd have to go up. And you say, well, why would they have to go up to number two? Well, as I figured it would, as it gets closer and closer, like Peter King came out with like a top 10 mock draft, and he had Carolina taking Kenny Pickett, the quarterback, at number 6.
Bad choice.
And Malik Willis going to the Falcons at number 8. So if you're the Saints and you want one of those two, you probably have to go higher than six. So now you're at 5-4-3-2, and the Lions would be in the mix there. And then you say, well, why would the Lions do that? Well, they apparently can't get Aiden Hutchinson. We thought they were kind of cooled on Kayvon Thibodeau.
Until they sent seven guys to his personal workout.
And then they sent seven guys, but people still think they preferred Trayvon Walker from Georgia.
I don't know about that.
Who is raw, but doesn't, but, you know, is he really the number two pick in the draft? It would make sense.
If I'm a Lions fan, I'm doing it in a heartbeat for one reason. Well, actually, two reasons. First of all, Brad Holmes is supposed to be a great talent finder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did well in the first draft. So you give the man three first-round picks, and hopefully that equates to at least two starters. The second thing is, we've all said it, we're pulling our freaking hair out. There's no consensus at number two. Now,
See?
Would you want to move all the way down to 16? Probably not. However, this draft, there's definitely players. You just got to find them. So what, you're getting them later on instead of getting them at two? I would do it.
16, 19, and 49.
Right, so now look at what you have total.
Right, you would have 16, 19, 32, 34, 49.
Yeah.
And you would give up the number two pick, which I agree with you. If there's a consensus, it changes by the day. From Trayvon Walker to Kayvon Thibodeau to, yeah, some people
think whoever
quarterback should be, could be taken that high. Would you do it?
The only thing that holds me back a little bit is the fact that 2 to 16 is such a fall.
Yeah.
It really is.
But
however,
2 to 16 and 19.
Yeah, you get those bam, bam, 16 and 19. And then you get another one at 32.
So
if you get, let's say you get one starter and two guys that play actual minutes, that's win-win. I would do it. Yes, I absolutely would do it.
Well, let me look at like 16, 19. You're getting into, I mean, some mock drafts you still might get in that range, get Jermaine Johnson from Florida State with 16 or 19.
Love it.
You could get Chris Olave, perhaps, from Ohio State. He's in that mix, that area.
Just to be certain, you're not giving up anything but two.
Yeah.
Right? You're just giving up two.
And I'll tell you what else.
You know what
you could do if you do that? You could maybe take a quarterback at 16 or 19.
I'm not taking a quarterback, but I hear
that you wouldn't want to take at number two. Interesting.
Although,
would you do it?
I do like this a lot. I would do it. I wonder if the people would do it because everybody and their mother says, you got to trade down, trade down, trade down. What would you like the Lions to do it to? Trade down. This would be the trade down, but man, you're not picking the 16.
And if you don't like this idea, you can blame Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. I'll give you a cell number.
Good for Dave.
All he did was answer a question that somebody said, well, are the Saints maneuvering for a quarterback? Because that's what they supposedly need. And then he did the quick value draft chart, pick value chart thing. And it does add up, he says, 16, 19. And they have 49 overall. It would add up.
You talk about a chance to restock your team. You come away with five guys in the first two rounds that can play significant minutes for you. Maybe you are looking at a potential playoff team.
Burkett's saying, here's what he says on the little Twitter box. Per the trade value chart, he's talking about 16, 19, and 49. That's almost enough for the Saints to get up to number two should they really want a quarterback. Not saying that's happening, but since we were talking about Lions trading number two last week, figured I'd point it out.
Now, you give credit to Brad Holmes for accepting the trade if it does happen. However, it's the Saints pushing it because they're the ones that need the QB.
Oh, yeah, but you could ask for more than that. 100%. This is just speculation.
God, I mean, that would be great.
Yeah. All right, 248-539-9797. Would you do that? I mean, just off the top of our head here, we're just winging it here. We have other topics, too, but would you do that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.